Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We're going to talk with a lady who is doing everything she can to educate everyone she can on the issue of vaccines. I don't know. Scott, do we have Don with us yet? Not yet. Oh, John. John, sorry about that. All right, we'll get her in just a second. But I do want to say that we were just talking about the recipes that are in the Food Babe Way. Oh, my goodness. There's so many good things in here that you all will want to try. There was one I didn't mention. There's one that's macaroni and cheese made with cauliflower. Then there is the one that I was telling Noelle about, avocado saute mushroom wrap. Does that sound good? Ooh, my goodness, that sounds good. White bean chili also. But they're all made in a very healthy way. So also wanted to tell you that in the back of the book, she has Corporate Bucks Try to Defeat Mandatory GMO Labeling. She lists all the companies here that try to defeat and not let you know what is in their food. Well, number one, guess, is Josh's favorite company to hate.
Monsanto.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, Monsanto, sorry.
To the tune of $25 million a year. $25 million to keep you from knowing what is in your food. Now, that's just pretty bad, don't you think? Then another one, another major one is Coca-Cola.
I'm sure.
They don't want you to know what's in Coca-Cola or all their other companies. And then, of course, Campbell's Soup, Cargill, Clorox. Ooh, well, I hate to think what their food is. Amazing. There's one, two, three pages of all of the companies and how much money they pay so that you don't know what's in their food. PepsiCo, $8 million a year. Ocean Spray cranberries don't want you to know what's in their food. I kind of was thinking maybe cranberries, but then I guess I'm wrong on that one.
Oh, Joyce.
Yeah.
When will you learn?
How naive could I be? Anyway, we are going to be talking to Don Richardson in just a second, so stay tuned to find out what you can do. She's going to be joining us after the break to find out what you can do to stop the mandatory vaccines. I don't know what we can do at this point, but I know we had better do it now. And when Dr. Sherry Tenpenny called me the other day, she was like in a panic that people better get busy and better say no and better make their no's known. Because if you don't, you are going to be in a situation where you are a victim of mandatory vaccines.
Unbelievable.
And just like Amarillo is now offering with a free vaccine
meal.
With a Happy Meal. Yeah. Instead of getting a toy, you get a vaccine now. Oh, the kids are going to love that.
What's it called? The Caring for Children Foundation or something like that?
Caring for Children Foundation. You know what? That is a great way to keep kids from wanting to eat a Happy Meal, though.
Oh, yeah.
What? I'm going to get a vaccine? No, thank you. Let's go to Burger King.
Cannot believe it.
Yeah. And they don't need to be going to any of those places anywhere. Anyway. So, I also want to tell you that I had an email from William Raymond at the Church of Salem.info, the Church of Salem, the Church at Salem.info. He had a heart attack, two heart attacks, in fact, remember? And we had asked you all for prayer. He's one of our Power Hour listeners. He had two heart attacks, a triple bypass, open heart surgery 4 weeks ago. He says he's doing a lot better now. He says everybody who knows me personally, with whom I've spoken since my heart attacks, were in shock to hear the news. Everyone who knows Kathy and I know that we think that we take care of ourselves and our health advocates, etc. They were taking Strauss heart drops. However, due to money situations, they had stopped a while back. But he thinks probably that the Strauss heart drops is what saved his life. He also said they take apple cider vinegar, colloidal silver, the prill beads. They use those to treat their water, turmeric and black pepper capsules, oil of oregano, and coconut oil capsules. This letter, which is a 4-page letter, will be in the email blast today so that you can look at what William Raymond has to say, and we are so glad he is doing so well. Thank you, Raymond, William, for sending this. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Don Richardson. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Now, this is an hour that you're going to need to spend some time thinking about what your action is going to be, your action item, and what you are going to do. This is not an hour to sit there and just soak in the information and say, oh, that was interesting. Joining us today is Don Richardson, who has been part of the state advocacy group, or who is head of the state advocacy group for NVIC, which is National Vaccine Information Center, NVICAdvocacy.com, NVICAdvocacy.com. And I'm so glad to have her join us today to update us. And if you go to NVICAdvocacy.com, you can see the bills that are at stake right now. Don Richardson, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. And just a quick correction, it's NVICAdvocacy.org.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's okay, that's okay, yes. NVICAdvocacy.org.
Let's see, who can I blame that on? Who can I blame that on? No, NVICAdvocacy.org. Thank you very much for that. And, Don, it's been a while since you've been, many years since you've been on the Power Hour, and you have been an advocate for vaccines for so many years. What was your reason to get started in all of this?
Well, I've been an advocate for informed consent with vaccination because I myself had a vaccine reaction, a very bad one. And when I was pregnant with my first daughter, I was looking at the state law in Texas and saw that there was limited options for parents who had concerns about the safety, necessity, or effectiveness of vaccines. And so I got together with another mom in Houston, and we started asking questions in the legislature, and it took about 7 years, but we were able to get the law changed in Texas to add a philosophical or conscientious belief exemption so parents could have some flexibility. This way, they didn't have to get every single government-mandated vaccine at the time that the government told you to do it, or at all if they didn't want to, if they had some significant concerns. So that's how I got involved. It wasn't something that I sat down one day and said, oh, I think I'm going to go change a law. It was as a mother being called out of the profession that I was in, which was in the computer industry, and I was an engineer, and realized that if we didn't speak up and do something to change something, we were going to have limited options for our children, and it could have affected their health and safety and well-being. So like many other activists in different areas, sometimes it's just getting pulled in because of that mama bear instinct and wanting to get involved in making things better for our kids in the future.
And I'm so glad you have, because you have done such a tremendous job, and so has NVIC. I want to give them certainly a lot of credit, National Vaccine Information Center. All right, bring us up to date at how dire the circumstances are now regarding personal choice in vaccines.
Well, let me kind of go back just a little bit to the beginning of January and give people a little bit of background on what's occurred. In the state of California, there were some outbreaks of measles that occurred with a exposure at Disneyland.
Allegedly.
This is what the California Department of Public Health has published on their website and released. Over the course of a couple of weeks, they tracked... there are a little over 100 cases of measles that they've been tracking. And the interesting thing about these cases is that more than half of them are in adults. There are only a small percentage in school-aged children. But immediately, the forced vaccination PR machine went into high gear and got support from statements from the CDC, from multiple public health officials, that this outbreak was because of parents who are refusing vaccines and using exemptions, even though the numbers did not support that in any way, shape, or form. It was to detract attention from what was really going on. And if you know how these things happen, it's somewhat opportunistic. People have an agenda and they see something and they jump on it. So immediately the press started contacting NVIC and other informed choice organizations for vaccination and started pulling out parents out of the woodwork to vilify them and criticize them for their choices, saying that they are endangering the health of the public. What has been interesting, what's come out of all this, is several state legislatures have had a knee-jerk fear reaction and have started filing bills to eliminate philosophical and religious, I'm saying religious exemptions too, for mandatory vaccinations. And it's very concerning. There, last year in 2014, I'm calling it the year of vaccine failure, the flu vaccine, the CDC admitted 23-24% efficacy. It was a dismal failure. Cases of pertussis all over the country in fully vaccinated people. We heard about the hockey team that had several of their members come down with the mumps. These were vaccinated people for the mumps. And now measles. In this California outbreak, there are a number of people, not a majority, but a good number of people who were fully vaccinated. Vaccines don't work all the time. That is one of the crucial reasons why people should have a choice. If they're going to take a risk, they should have better than a 1 in 10 or a 2 in 10 rate of failure, or in some of these vaccines, a 7 in 10 rate of failure. If you got in your car, Joyce, and were going to work, and it only started 8 out of 10 times, how do you think you would like that car? But that's what the United States has accepted from the pharma companies, who are freed from liability for any harm that the vaccines cause by our United States Congress. We have no recourse against the pharma companies that make the vaccines or a doctor when they administer it and someone has an injury or even dies from the vaccine. We have to have choice. So this pushback in the state legislatures to remove the one safety net that we have, the philosophical and religious exemptions, is very concerning. There are bills filed right now in California, Maine, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Texas, Vermont, and Washington. And in a few of those states, legislators have announced imminent filings, but they haven't actually been filed yet. So we're at a crucial time where this stuff is just starting to get going, and we need people to contact their legislators in their states and affirm the importance of having a choice. What a lot of people aren't looking at, Joyce, that really concerns me, is they're not looking at what's coming in the future. They're looking backwards. They're looking at, they're remembering what vaccines they had as children. They're not aware that kids today are getting 69 doses of 16 different vaccines in order to graduate from school. That's a lot of vaccines. But guess what? You know what's coming? Pharma has almost 300 vaccines in clinical trials. I'm not even talking about in the labs being developed. Currently, in clinical trials, almost 300. And these are for multiple things that I would imagine most Americans would take pause and have some concern about, like HIV, multiple sexually transmitted diseases, even behavioral vaccines for things like smoking cessation. There are even some obesity vaccines in development. Are we going to have to be forced to vaccinate our kids because they might be obese, or they might be smokers in the future, or they might be sexually promiscuous as toddlers? Who knows? But these are the vaccines that are coming, and the key that people need to understand is that they will most likely be mandated, because that is the only way that the drug companies get their liability protection, is when the vaccines are added to the recommended childhood schedules, and then they get their liability protection. That's why we saw the big push to get all the kids vaccinated for flu and for it to go on the childhood schedule, so all the adults that had claims against the drug companies for the damage that the flu vaccine was causing them could be protected from liability.
You are kidding. I had no idea that it was that nefarious in the manner in which, that is terrible. That is terrible. Let me go back to the new laws and rules, regulations, and codes, and whatever else they want to do with us. Is this mainly to remove the waivers from the system, or does any of the new laws or rules or whatever cover things like taxing people? Because they were saying that whenever a person gets a disease, they said this on CNN, when a person gets a disease, it costs about $10,000. Really? To whom is my question, but I don't know. But then, so they said they're going to think of fining or taxing parents. Then they also are talking in terms of putting them in prison or in jail and doing jail time. Are any of those bills, have they been written yet, or is this just on waivers?
Right now, the legislation that's been filed has been restricting waivers. There's a concerning bill in Texas that would allow for the use of police restraint without a warrant for someone suspected of being exposed to an infectious disease. This is extremely concerning, because a police officer, in their belief, the words in the bill says in their belief, thinks that you may have been exposed. They can detain you without a warrant. I mean, this flies in the face of everything that our country was built upon. And it's extremely concerning. At the federal level, there has been talk about legislation that would create incentives or penalties for states that had or wouldn't remove the philosophical or conscientious belief exemptions. So just like the way Washington controls a lot of issues in the states with their purse strings, we could potentially see a bill being filed in Congress.
Total control. We've got to go to this break. We've got a four-minute break. We'll be back after this four-minute break with Don Richardson, NVICAdvocacy.org. We'll be right back.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Oh, Oh, man, that is so good. I like that song. We're on the move, ladies and gentlemen, and we need your support in doing this. We've only got about 3 minutes left, Don, but if you would just share with us, please, what is it people can do now? What do they need to do, and how fast do we need to act?
Thank you, Joyce. What people need to do is log in to our website, nvicadvocacy.org, Nancy Victor I Charlie advocacy.org. Maybe y'all can put up on the show a link on your website so people can find us directly. But by logging in, you're going to see a list of all the bills filed in the states. You can go to your own state team page, and it'll have the bills that are filed in your states right now that affect your rights regarding vaccination and being able to delay or decline doses of vaccines. There is information about the bill, who to contact. Your own state legislators will be displayed when you log into the portal, and it will show you how to contact them. You just click on their links. It shows up right next to the information about the bill, and we have our suggested positions, whether this is something that's good or bad. We say to oppose it or support it, and we give you talking points, how to talk to your legislators. We do not do form letters because we have found on the state level, legislators just reject those. They don't pay attention to form letters. They want to hear your stories. They want to hear why this is important to you. Log into nvicadvocacy.org. Find out what's going on in your state. And pick up the phone. Go down to the Capitol. Visit your legislators. Stop at the district offices. Visit. The in-person contacts are crucial. Because if you don't get to them, the only information they're hearing are from the Medical Trade Association lobbyists and the pharma lobbyists, the people whose power, position, and profits are dependent on forced vaccination. Our rights are in the balance right now, and if this is important to you, you need to contact your legislators. They need to hear from you. NVICAdvocacy.org.
Excellent, excellent. So go to that, and I know that Wanda will put that up on the, that was my fault, I didn't contact her to have her put that up on the guest section today, but if she would please add nvicadvocacy.org, I would appreciate that. And how imminent is this, the coming down of these bills to be passed or voted upon? How fast do we need to move?
Quick, and if you're in Washington State, there's a hearing on Tuesday. You need to get your butt to the Capitol on Tuesday.
Really?
In Washington State. And, yeah, it's all happening right now. Legislatures around the country are in session, and they're meeting, and they're talking about this. And governors and presidential candidates and people are all putting their opinions in the media, and we need to shift opinions here. It's happening in some areas. We're in dire straits in others, so we need people to get involved. Everybody. I mean, this is not just you doing this. This is you contacting everybody you know who cares about the right of being in control of what happens in your body. Because if you let the government have control over what passes the barrier of your skin into your body, what else happens from
That's
here?
Right.
This is not just about vaccines. This is about our autonomy, our rights, our liberties, our constitutional freedoms. These are laws that are being passed to usurp and go around your constitutional rights right now. So it's dangerous, and we need your help.
Absolutely. It's got to be done. Josh, is there something you want to add?
Yeah, I just want to say our rights are not given to us by the Constitution. We are born with them, and so, you know, we should absolutely stand. It just blows my mind that they're even considering these things. You know, we had recently, well, we didn't have, but on television, Chris Cuomo, a CNN anchor, saying that our rights do not come from God, but they're passed down by men and through agreements and everything, except, you know, in the Declaration of Independence says we're endowed by our Creator. So, I don't know. This boils down to basically whether or not we have rights or not.
Human rights.
Yeah.
Basic human rights.
Right.
And it needs to be defended now. And I think that point you make is if they will tell you what to put in your body or what they can put in your body, when, how often, and what they're going to put in there, they will be able to control you over anything. And this is a huge issue.
And George, it's not like these vaccines have been proven completely safe. $3 billion have been paid out by the federal government in their protection program that Congress set up for vaccine manufacturers. The government has paid out $3 billion to vaccine victims. This is the only product that you're required by law to take, and government has shielded the manufacturers from liability and paid out billions of dollars in damage claims. This is not the reputation of a product that doesn't come with consequences sometimes. People
That's
need
right.
to retain the right.
And whenever they remove the opportunity or ability to, for you to sue from them, that tells you there's something really, really wrong. Thank you, Don Richardson, and thanks to NVIC for all the good work you're doing. Thank you so very
Thank
much.
Thank you. Thank
you. You bet. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
And Noel. We'll be right back.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost AR kit. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to Guns80.com, order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, delivered to your door. I call that love. Go to Guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Right here is where the party is. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us in the Power Hour today. It is Friday, the 13th, and we're so glad that you are joining us today. I wanted to say thank you to Ken, who sent me this, and I want to share it with you. newspaper clipping from October 13th, 1975. It's included here. He actually sent me the newspaper clipping. It is an old newspaper clipping, a mother saved in her Bible. She had been a school teacher and believed prophecy, so she always kept up on issues long before most of people thought of them as being something to keep up on, really. Anyway, and it is the copy that you can actually see from this old newspaper. It says a reader has kept a copy since April 1970, lest we forget the following be published again. Now, this was published in 1970, and it says, in May of 1919 at Dusseldorf, Germany, the Allied forces obtained a copy of the Communist Rules for Revolution. 50 years later, the Reds are still following these rules. A. Corrupt the young, get them away from religion, get them interested in sex, make them superficial, destroy their ruggedness. B. Get control of all means of publicity thereby. Get the people's minds off their government by focusing their attention on athletics, sexy books, plays, and other trivialities. Divide the people into hostile groups by constantly harping on controversial matters of no importance. Wow, can we see that on CNN? Destroy the people's faith in their natural leaders by holding the latter up to contempt, ridicule, and obloquy. Obloquy. Gosh, I can't even understand the words from 1919.
Yeah.
Wow. Always preach true democracy, but seize power as fast and as ruthlessly as possible. By encouraging government extravagance, destroy its credit, produce fear of inflation and rising prices and general discomfort. Foment unnecessary strikes in vital industries, encourage civil disorders, and foster lenient and soft attitude on the part of government toward such disorders. By specious argument, cause the breakdown of the old moral virtues, honesty, sobriety, confidence, faith in the pledged world, and ruggedness. Cause the registration of all firearms on some pretext with a view toward confiscating them and leaving the population helpless. That is in a newspaper. Was from 1919. That
sounds familiar.
Is incredible. I'm going to send that to Catherine to put in the email blast. Thank you, Ken, for sending that. Wow.
Makes sense. I mean, go read the 10 planks of the manifesto, Communist Manifesto, and...
Yeah,
right there in line with stuff.
Well, let me give you all an update on what's been going on with me, because I know everybody says, you sound so good on the radio. You sound like you're really feeling well. Well, I am. And things are going pretty well, except I have developed a problem in, if you know where the ischial tuberosity is and in the pelvic area, the bones that really around your hip area that help you to walk. I was having a lot of pain there and not able to walk very well. And so I told the doctor about it, and I had an MRI done the other day. And sure enough, the MRI shows massive deterioration of the area, and the malignancy has moved into that area. So the bone has been eaten away, in some places as much as 5 centimeters. So it's a pretty bad situation, and if I want to continue to walk, I'm going to have to do some radiation. So I'm going for that starting today and see how that goes. So that will be my next step in trying to alleviate some of the pain and to continue to be able to walk and function. And so, you know, as I... And then also I'm going to be doing something called Herceptin, which is to decrease the growth of cancer. It is a biologic. It is not a chemical process that you do. It's an IV therapy thing. It is not chemical. It is biologic. And I've made contact with some people in some physicians that are doing alternative medicine, and I'm really impressed with many of them. But some of the things that they do conflict with, or some of the things would conflict with the radiation, so I need to finish the radiation first. So that's kind of what I'm going to be doing. And I feel really good on the air. Of course, this is the best 3 hours of the day for me. Mm. I feel good on the air. I like doing the show. I feel great. And I don't have to do much moving around. So I am, it's fine with me to do the show. So that's why I've been doing between 3 and 4 days a week. So that's my situation, is that the metastasis has expanded, so I just have to deal with that in the best way that I can. Not that I would ever want radiation, I don't. So, I've been thinking a lot about what I said at the very beginning of this. I may be the canary in the coal mine, because if I go on the natural items and it doesn't work, then that's going to mean that I don't make it, and that I don't want people to think that natural items don't work. And I want you all to remember that I had a bizarre concoction of 10 vaccines at one time when I was in the military in 91. And I have had problems ever since, those vaccines. So I just want you all to know that it's probably, I'm not the average person. And I wish that I had done more in the way of diet early on. And I would encourage all of you to do that, because I don't think you want to deal with cancer. I don't think you ever want to have to make the decisions that you have to make, or have to experience the feeling of being just like helpless. You can't do anything, or you require other people to take care of you. That feels horrible. Absolutely horrible. Or wondering what the future is going to hold. Every time you get your clothes out for a season, you wonder, am I going to wear those clothes next year? So think about that when you're eating what you're eating and drinking what you're drinking, because sometimes there is no second chance and no going back. And I only hope that people will do the most healthful thing that they can for themselves and their families, because, we reap what we sow. There's just no other way around it. Just like Vonnie Hari was saying, we reap what we sow. And if we think that we can go out and do the things that we used to do and still remain healthy, I don't think we can. I really don't think in this world that we can. So it's got to be clean water, clean air, clean food, and none of those do we have. So we've got to do the detoxing, number one.
Get a Berkey.
Yeah. And drink as much clean water as you can, as often. And then eat as good an organic food as you can possibly
grow as much as you can. Yes. Sprout as much as you can.
Yes. Sprouting. That's one thing I keep forgetting to do every day. And I tell myself I'll do it, and then I don't do it. So sprouting is so incredibly important also. So that's my situation. That's where I am right now. I don't have anything else to tell you other than I'm going to do the Herceptin and do the radiation. So that's kind of where I am. And I want to add that, there's so many people calling in that are so well-intentioned. Oh, my goodness, you guys are so loving and caring and with ideas of things that I can do. And I've got like 50 unanswered emails and requests now, or calls to return that I haven't returned, of people that have had ideas of things that I can do. And please do me a favor and don't call to the Power Hour, because that's not their job over there. And they are taking orders, and they need to be doing things with the Power Hour. If you have something you think I need to try or do, email it to me or write a letter. And the address is P.O. Box 85, Versailles, Missouri, 65084. P.O. Box 85, Versailles, Missouri, 65084. If you have something you want me to try or think about or whatever. But I've found a couple of alternative MDs now that are helping me out. And I'm going to kind of depend upon them to try and orchestrate this, because I haven't done such a good job myself by trying all the different things that I was trying. It just hasn't worked. So I'm going to see what else I can do. Looking into IV ozone, I had a good talk with Dr. Robert Rowan the other night. And IV ozone I've had before when I had the Gulf War illness, so I know what that's all about. And some other things that I'm going to be trying that I haven't told you all about. But one thing I want to tell you that I've had an amazing response to is that I got a call from Tanya Harder Pierce, who told me about Podiarco T. And there are a lot of people that have cancer that use that to remove their pain. And I will be darned if it didn't work. but you have to drink like 8 cups of it a day. And we do have Podiarco out at the Power Mall. It is seen as a medicinal tea from South America, from Paraguay. And I am amazed at how much it has worked. So I'm really thrilled to have that. Of course, you drink, and it's not a bad tasting tea. It tastes like vanilla, has a vanilla flavor to it. So that's what I'm doing. But my thanks to everybody at the Power Mall, to Catherine, to Wanda, and Noel, everybody that is, Rosie especially. My dogs wouldn't be alive today, and my cats wouldn't be alive if it weren't for Rosie helping me out every day on feeding them. But I just want you all to know that these people have really, really had to take over the burden of a lot of the things that I used to do, and especially Catherine, and things are really, really coming together. She's been doing an amazing job. So I thank you for your patience with me in doing guest host. A lot of you like the guest host. Some of you don't, and you certainly made that known to me. But I hope that you will be patient with them, and we can come to some conclusion as to what we're going to do here at the Power Hour. So that is about all I have to say. I don't know, Josh, is there anything you want to say, or Noelle?
Just rooting for you.
Well, thank you.
Praying for you.
Thank you.
Well, I had one more thing to say as far as taking care of yourself. I think that taking care of yourself mentally and spiritually is really important as well, and not bogging yourself down with the weight of the world and the things that are going on, making sure that you have your focus and intent on love for other people and individuals, and not being too hard on yourself and feeling too sorry for yourself. I want to tell you one thing, that when you start to feel bad about yourself, how you're feeling, how you look, what you're going through in life, I really want you to think about Joyce, because she has gone through so much physically and mentally and emotionally, and she's just really, honestly, one of the strongest women that I know. And to see what she's going through, and to endure, and to work so hard and persevere and push through, and she's doing it all for you, the listeners, and for the Power Hour family. And I just have so much respect and love for you, Joyce.
Well, thank you. That's so kind of you. Gonna make me cry. But you see, guys, it's you know, that is so kind of her to say that. But I don't want to give up, because I don't want to be a failure for you guys. I want this to work for you, and I want it to work for me. Because I want to find a way that when people get this horrific disease, that they can say, oh, this works. Now, I know a lot of different things work for a lot of different people, but the combination of them haven't been effective for me. And I can only hope that through all of this, something good comes from it, and that we do find something that works, because it's so important, ladies and gentlemen. We just cannot. We cannot continue with thinking that, you know, we can try this or try that or whatever and not do the diagnostics that go along with it, which is my fault. My problem is that I didn't make sure those things were working. And when you find out they're not working and you have to change, you know, courses, you need to have some direction. And I didn't have that either. So there's a lot of things I'm learning. And perhaps at the end of all of this, no matter how it turns out, I think I'll probably give you what I've learned from this and what I hope that you can take from this. And maybe some of you can share yourselves with what you have done that has worked for you. And maybe we ought to just talk about what has worked for other people someday. And do a show on, if you have attacked a disease and you found something that worked for you, what was it? I'd like to know. But that's where I am right now, and I don't have anything else to tell you. So that's where I am. But
I just want to reiterate what Noelle said as far as the mental and spiritual aspect of this. And I mean, it's really been quite... seeing you go through this, it has put a lot of things in perspective for me, and I know Noelle as well.
Definitely.
And you know, has shifted importance in my life to you know, showing love to the people around me, and I honestly can't thank you enough for that. You know,
wow.
It's been a real humbling experience.
Wow. Well, thank you. These two people have been so supportive. And, you know, if I need anything, they're willing to do it. And same with everybody over at the Power Mall. They're willing to do anything. Poor JJ has taken my dog for more walks than I have, I think, by now. And everybody has been so good.
To do it.
Oh, well, he's got other things to do, too, though. But he's been so good, and everybody has. And I thank everybody for all their support. I just want to say, you know, I think that when we cross that line and cross over or whatever you call it, I think we're going to be asked, did you love enough?
Right.
I think that's going to be the big question. Did you love enough? And I think that's where we need to be, is in loving and caring and forgiving. Loving and caring and forgiving, because if we don't, you know, it's only going to harm us. It's only going to hurt our lives. Yeah. So
I think forgiving is a huge aspect of this. This meaning life, you know, being able to forgive. If you can't forgive, how can you expect forgiveness?
That's right. Yeah. And moving on through a tough time and not living in it every single day and not, you know, staying in that. And I'm sure, I don't know, that's probably why Alex has asked me to be on the show on Monday with him, is probably to address some of these issues. I don't know. We'll find out. He may blindside me. I don't know. No, I don't know what we're going to talk about, but it'll be interesting at noon on Monday. So I just want you all to know that enjoy every single minute that you have. Every single minute. Be in the now. Don't be in the tomorrow or next week or next month what's going to happen. Be in the now, because there is no future. You know, when you think about all the people that have died, you know, strange situations that have taken him, the 60 Minutes gentleman who was in a car accident the other night and killed. And, you know, there's just so many people that have died that, you know, here you are dealing with a disease that you think is may take your life, and you've been dealing with it for years, or maybe you're going to deal with it for years, and then all of a sudden somebody who's innocent isn't sick at all, and they go in their strangest way. So we all need to be prepared. We all need to be prepared. Nobody wants to think about leaving this earth, and I can't even imagine that. I was telling Noelle that the other day. I can't imagine not living. I've been trying to think about that. What is that going to be like to not live? I can't even conceive of that.
I wouldn't look at it as not living as so much as maybe a different form of living.
Yeah, you know? I want to think that, yeah. But what is it going to be like not to live as I know living, you know?
A lot less pain.
Getting up and doing the show every day. How's that going to be? We'll be back after this 3-minute break, final segment. Let's take a couple of phone calls. What's going on out there? If you have anything you'd like to add, at 855-995-6923. We won't have much time, though.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Who is moving on the water? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountain? Is on the earth below. Who is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul? Great to God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. I wanted to also bring up the issue of the interlinear Bible, in which I was talking about the animals with souls. And a gentleman asked me, where does it say that dogs have souls? Well, I think I made a mistake in saying dogs at the time. I was thinking of dogs. But it says that all the creepers on the earth, talking about the animals, all the creepers on the earth that have souls. And now that's what the interlinear says in Genesis 1:30. So if you want to look it up in your interlinear, if you have one, it talks about all the creepers, the animals that have souls. And I was glad it's all animals, not just dogs, because I definitely want to think cats do too. All right, let's go to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
I was just going to say, remember Dr. Emoto, who did the studies on water and the positive things she spoke to the water, made the beautiful crystals and the...
Right.
Okay. Guess what the most powerful word was? It wasn't love. It was thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Love
really?
And gratitude. It was thank you. That's what he uttered when he passed. Thank you for this life.
Wow.
And so there is no end. You will, just like when you were in your mother's womb, it must have seemed like what an experience to come out and start something new, but that's all you're doing. You'd be shedding this coat, but you're not going anywhere because we are here to pray for you. We are here to lift you up. Whatever it is you feel you have to do, you go ahead and do it, girl, and we are here. Now, I called
Lauren
the vaccine. Okay,
you,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You've been, Lauren has been so supportive, more supportive than I can just tell you, and more supportive than I could receive, actually. I mean, she has been amazing, and I want to thank you for that very, very much. Thank you, Lauren,
such
a good friend.
Well, bless you. But I was just calling on the vaccine so people cannot be afraid. I had the CPS at my house talking about, you're talking bad about vaccines, you're talking bad about the government. You're neglecting your children's education, and we don't think this is a good enough house for you to live in with all these kids. And I told them, okay, you can leave now. You are the mother. You are not the parent. Parent is a legal term, and it is a less than. You don't have civil rights under the Constitution. You have God-given rights from God above the Constitution, and they respect that if you will acknowledge your rights. And so I just keep referring people to the passport application, U.S. citizens and non-citizen nationals. One is a superior position, and they will not fight you. So there's no need for fear. We don't need to be afraid. We just need to be informed. And we can talk about it more later. I'm going to let other people call in.
Awesome.
And maybe make some comments. But I love you, and God bless you.
I love you, too.
Okay,
thank you, bye-bye. Lauren. You're amazing. She said, I will be down there. It'll take me 12 hours. I will be there if you need me. Anytime, I'll be there. Oh, my goodness. She is such a great friend. Let's go to Phil in Florida, another great friend. Phil, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. We don't have much time, but go ahead.
Thanks, Joyce. Praying you be healed, and let's all give positive affirmations that Joyce is healed.
Thank you.
Oh, today is 70th anniversary of the firebombing of Dresden. Go to rents.com, R-E-N-S-E.com, and pass it around. Firebombing of Dresden 70 years ago today.
Firebombing of Dresden. Thank you so much, Phil, in Florida. Dalton, I'm sorry I don't have a chance to get to you. I apologize. Thank you all very much for all that you're doing to keep the Power Hour on the air, your business. Don't call in and ask where your order is, please, please, or they will be after me, and I don't want that to happen out there. Please, have a great weekend. Be blessed in what you do, and do something good for someone else. And remember, thank you, the most powerful world. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you, guys. Goodbye. Have a blessed day. We'll see you on Monday. Have a blessed Sabbath. We love you all at the Power Hour.